This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Is. This is Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine. We're going to hook up with Dr. Batar momentarily. We got Super Don in the house, so to speak. And we're launching the... What do you guys back? Patrick, we got him? We got Dr. Batar. Okay. I was going to dive into to some other topic that would be so silly by the time you heard it, you wouldn't know what show this is.
I'm kind of lost my voice, Robert.
I did last week. I was struggling all week after my road trip with the kids. And so I just struggled through it. You know, I was gargling lots of silver, taking some beta-glucan, doing all the things we know to recover. And now my sinuses are clearing up, and I'm feeling a lot better. I exercised yesterday, got it moving. But the voice, the verbascum homeopathic style, I don't know if you have any of that. That could help.
I don't have any of that, but yeah. I'm not using any homeopathics right now. I'm just using silver and some herbs.
Okay. Well, get it closer to the mic. We'll make it work. I'll do some extra talking on your behalf. I remember years ago, this was before I knew anything about homeopathy, whatever, one of the first exposures I had outside of my family to cancer diagnoses and cancer-related deaths. Because I had, you know, many of my family members, my aunts and uncles and grandparents died of cancer-related treatments or things. But even then, I didn't know it was treatment-related. But there was one, my best friend from high school, grade school and high school, his dad got cancer. And he went to Texas I don't know if it was MD Anderson, where he went for treatment, like really good treatment. And they gave him quadruple the dose he was supposed to get of chemo. They destroyed his kidneys and they killed him. Again, this was years before I knew anything about how dangerous cancer oncologists were. And we have a story today, and I don't know if you've even opened the news cycle stories for you. But there's this story of a woman who was overtreated for thyroid cancer to such an extent that she was put away in isolation in a lead-lined room for 3 days because she was emitting so much radiation. So it reminded me of that overdosing on chemo. They overdose you on anything.
Mm-hmm. That's a really high dose.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the level of radiation you got to have where they detect you and you're emitting it so badly that they put you in a lead-lined room for 3 days until it dissipates. I mean, you talk about giving somebody cancer. What else can you expect by overdosing somebody on radiation?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like something out of the comic books or something, right? They're trying to turn her into the Incredible Hulk or something.
The gamma radiation, right? Yeah, no. Absolutely stunning. Stunning, stunning. Now, here's another question I have related to cancer. It's a story here about prognosis, not necessarily diagnosis. And you've talked about this, Dr. Batar, a lot of times when doctors are giving people their prognosis and saying you've got X number of weeks or X number of months or X number of years to live. It turns out, I think this is an AMA study? JAMA Oncology was published. They found that 68% of patients rated their odds for survival differently than their doctors. And almost all the patients were more optimistic than their doctor. And I thought, well, this is interesting. I mean, the trend is that the doctors are much more pessimistic, or would they say more realistic? What, from an oncologist's point of view, when they give you a terminal sentence, I can't think optimism is ever in there.
No, I think you're right. It's never in there. The reason
I think that they do that, and it's not justifiable, by the way, because I think it's probably one of the biggest crimes that doctors commit. But the reason they do that is under the, you know, this brings up the issue of what I was brought up on charges of giving false hope. And so, it's, you know, to me, there's no such thing as false hope, because that's an oxymoron. If it's false hope, then it's not hope by definition. And so hope, you know, in fact, the president of the American Medical Association, at the time that my the judgment against me was passed by the North Carolina Medical Board, this is, of course, before we started the real battle, was interesting, because that the president, I mean, my charges said bringing false hope or giving false hope to terminal patients, despite the fact we had 47, 48 stage 4 cancer patients that were that all outlived their prognosis by the conventional side, and we had, you know, a few of them, there were 5 to 8 years out that actually testified. But the president of the AMA, the same week, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he stepped down as the president of the AMA. And in his speech, and in his last speech that he gave as the president of the AMA, he said, I know what the prognosis for pancreatic cancer is. The 2-year survival for pancreatic cancer is 0%, and one year survival is 2%. He said, but that 1-year survival of 2% is still 2%. And his closing message was that a doctor should never take away hope from their patients. That was his ending message. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, why the hell didn't he say that to the North Carolina Medical Board? Because that's the entire premise behind which they came after me. So this whole component of doctors giving a prognosis that is worse than the patients, to me, is almost as sinful as committing murder, because the doctor isn't like a normal person. The patient sees the doctor as an all-knowing individual that has more information, you know, some secret source of information that's coming in to feed them, whatever you, you know, to put them on a pedestal. Doctors are put on a pedestal. Maybe not as much now, but traditionally, if a doctor says something, patients don't usually argue with it. Now a doctor says, oh, you've got 3 months to live. First of all, there's no way the doctor knows the patient has 3 months to live. If they knew that the patient had 3 months or 6 months to live, guess what? Their job would not be a doctor. They would be playing the stock market, living on an island somewhere, enjoying life, because they can tell the future. I mean, the stock market can only go up, go down, or stay the same. It's three different positions. They can't tell which way the market's going to go. So now you're telling me that the doctor's going to predict when a person's going to die? It's the most preposterous, the most ludicrous, the most idiotic thing that a doctor can do, because they're essentially signing the person's death certificate. And as soon as they say you've got 3 months to live, the vast majority of people are going to say, oh, my God, I only have 3 months to live because my doctor said so. And the self-fulfilling prophecy starts to kick in. So
you're right.
It's a very, very sad day when doctors say that. To me, the best thing to do is, in fact, I've got a great story. I don't know how much time we have before we get a commercial.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty. Go for it.
Okay, so one of my really, really close friends who you just recently talked to, Robert, on the phone, Sal, it was very interesting what happened. His mother-in-law had cancer. She had lung cancer. And she was in her late 70s. Actually, she was I think, early 80s, like 81, 82. And her mother is a... my friend's wife is a nurse, so she, and this is in California, so they took her to every different specialist they could find, and they wanted to do a major surgery, basically. I'm sorry, I don't know what I said, lung cancer. It's actually esophageal cancer. That's what it is. It was esophageal cancer. And so esophageal cancer, to get to the esophagus, is a major, major surgery. And so they had met with a number of different doctors, and they were going to decide what they were going to do, and, you know, radiation and chemo and surgery, the whole thing. And so the wife, or the daughter of Sal's wife, says to her mother, which decision have you made? And she says, looking at Sal, she says, I want to talk to Rashid before I make any decision. So he called me, and I happened to be flying to L.A. for something else anyway in a week or so. So I said, sure, I'll come. And, you know, I've always known her as, I always called her Mama. So I came and saw her. And just, you know, I mean, it wasn't like a consult or anything. I just came, and I was staying at their house anyway, so I just came and I saw her. I changed my plan so I'd stay with them. And I talked to her, and she starts telling me what the doctors had told, told her. So she says, they've given me 42 months to live. 42, that's what she said.
Okay.
So, her daughter starts to correct her, because what they said is 4 to 6 months. But she heard
42 months.
Right. It was 4 to 6 months, and that's what she said. She goes, I have 46 months to live.
Cool. Okay.
So the daughter starts to correct her. And I said, no, I heard what she said. She's got 46 months to live. I heard her. And, you know, I said it so that the daughter understood what I was doing. So I start talking to her, and I told her, I said, listen, you're 82 years old. You've already lived 8 years past the average lifespan of a woman. And the surgery is going to be so debilitating. And I don't even know whether a person's going to, you know, most people don't even survive that surgery. If they do survive it, they spend the rest of their time in ICU, and then they end up dying 4, 5, 6 months later. So I said, since I've given you 46 months to live, my suggestion is do the following. And I told her to take some minerals. I put her on some of our basic stuff that we just have, some supplements. And it was a couple different types of minerals and an antioxidant. She starts taking it. She lived exactly 49 months.
Wow.
Okay. She lived 49 months. She, in fact, after she started on the supplements and stuff, she was walking around doing vacuuming, doing the laundry, taking the kids to school. She was doing everything. And the daughter was surprised, because she said she's outworking me. She did everything. She said she had energy. I mean, we did a couple of different things for her. But the point is, she lived 49 months, and she didn't lose any ability or any function till maybe the last 45 days or so. Then she started having shortness of breath. She had some swallowing problems, and then she passed on. But the point is, that is what the power of belief is. They had given her 4 to 6 months. She lived 6 months, and she lived 49 months.
Yeah, the power of belief and supporting those beliefs, even if they are contraindicated by allopathic, dunderheaded doctors who can't see life in the way it really is. By the way, my dear departed friend, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, they're publishing 50, a volume one of his pancreatic and breast cancer patient cases called Conquering Cancer. And we talk about, like, this guy that retired to say, you know, it's like 2% in 2 years of pancreatic recovery. And he's got patients that are alive 25, you know, plus 30 years later. Now, as he said when he was alive, go ahead and match my cases to those people, those so-called experts. And we're going to show them that there's a lot better way to go when it comes to conquering cancer, reversing cancer, outliving the very doctors who say you have a death sentence. Helping us to do that, as always, Advanced Medicine right here with Dr. Rashid Bittar on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, and, of course, medicalrewind.com if you ever miss a show when Dr. Bittar and I get together and have a great time bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. More with Dr. Bittar and his verbascum voice after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're doing that with Dr. Rashid Bittar, Advanced Medicine, each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Bittar, drbuttar.com. Also, you can check it out there. And the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Now, I'm always reminded of our time doing the advanced medicine seminars together with you and a lot of other cool docs that you brought to the occasion. And one of the most powerful things that you would relate each time, you know, when you'd ask people, what's the most important thing? The most important thing, and people say God and love. And it would come to the point where somebody might get it or you would have to volunteer it, but belief. And it belief came back to belief. And people, hard to believe that it's belief, right? Except you explained it so eloquently. And that story you just shared also, profound in acknowledging and recognizing that number one thing, being belief. And this woman that lived, you know, she says, I heard him say 46 months, 46 months. Well, it was 4 to 6 months. And you just reinforced that and said, hey, just live your life, take some stuff. And she lives 49 months. How powerful is belief? And that relates to that prognosis issue where your doctor tells you you have X number of whatevers to live. And you say, no, I do not. I have this. You want to reject those things that are kind of don't resonate with you and, you know, don't uplift you, those that bring fear to you.
That's exactly it, Robert. I mean, you hit that nail square on the head. It's all about fear. And if you allow the fear to take over, then whatever they have put into your mind, you're going to believe it, and it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The thing that we have to remember is that, you know, the message at the end of every show, The Power to Heal is Yours, it's so appropriate. It's so powerful. It is so true. And people just have to get that. I mean, really, the entire effort of what you and I and Super Don and all the other people that are involved with getting the truth out there, it really comes down to that one phrase, the power to heal is yours. And, you know, you remembered the component about the belief when I kind of play with that a little bit when I go through this with the seminar. I'm glad mm-hmm. you brought that up because it is the most important thing, and people forget. They say God, or they say love, or family, and all these things are very, very high in priority. But very simply, I can prove to anyone, and I did this actually in front of I spoke at a health ministers conference a couple of years back, and there was probably about 400 health ministers from all over the United States and Canada, and they had some that are even from other countries, but the vast majority from the U.S. and Canada. And you can imagine when I said, you know, what's the most important thing, a lot of them said God or Christ. And I said, you know, that's a good answer. It's an appropriate answer. Unfortunately, it's wrong. You know, then you can imagine what the fallout of that was. Or, you know, love. And
who invited this guy?
Exactly. I mean, that's a good. In fact, Josh was out in the back with some of my other staff, you know, on our booth, and they heard the roar. And Josh was like, oh man, I know. He just did one of his things again. He created that.
There he goes, Dr. Vitar again.
You know, the avalanche. But you know what's funny is, I probably ended up having four or five of those health ministers that became patients, and I had such an amazing response from them at the end because I basically proved it, and I said, I can prove it to anybody, and I'll prove it to you right now. And basically what I said is, how can you say that Christ or God is the most important if you have lived in the outback as an Aborigine and you've never even heard of the concept of God or you know, religion or anything? How can you say that that's the most important thing? You have to first believe in God, or believe in Christ, or believe in a prophet before you can say that's the most important. You know, what about love? How can you say love is the most important if you're in love? If you've been slave, or you've been beat as a child, you've never experienced anybody that put a soft hand and word to you, then how can you say love is important because the person has never experienced love? You have to first believe that love is the most important thing before love can be the most important thing. Or family. How can you say family is the most important unless you actually had a family and you believe the family is the most important? So belief is, by definition, always the most important thing. And as soon as people understand that, and we as providers can harness that amazing power by helping their belief, by mm-hmm. changing their belief, by indoctrinating their belief, you know, people say, well, that's just placebo. Well, what's wrong with that? Placebo is one of the most powerful things. If we can harness the placebo, we could, it's our ethical and fiduciary responsibility mm-hmm. to get that placebo effect into clinical.
Right. And one of the most profound folks out there that, you know, related this concept as well, a good friend, Bruce Lipton, talked about the biology of belief, how literally it changes your genes and gene expression when you alter your belief. Bringing that power to heal back where it belongs. We got a really powerful question of the day we'll get to next, related to something called hepatitis C.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We'll get to the question of the day in a moment. Mad scientists. Can they be called scientists when they're targeting pregnant women for vaccinations that are designed specifically for pregnant women? Why? Because they want the women who are pregnant to pass on antibodies to the developing baby, the unborn baby, the infants to be. I'm like, wait, isn't that what nature has been doing from time immemorial via maternal antibodies and breast milk and colostrum and the normal interaction of a healthy pregnancy to term, and now they want to do it via injection? Mad science, is that the right way to determine this or call it?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, there's an old saying, it's not smart to mess with Mother Nature. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, is mess with Mother Nature. Now, to give a vaccine... You know, this is it keeps on coming up, Robert. And I guess the thing that we have to make sure that hopefully people are registering is that nobody's against vaccination. It's against the indiscriminate use of so many vaccinations with so many poisons that are added to the vaccinations under the pretense of trying to stimulate the immune system, when in fact it's impossible to stimulate an immune system that hasn't even developed yet enough to work, leave alone the fact that you're then putting immunosuppressive agents inside the vaccine that will prevent any type of immune response to develop in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are pushing the vaccination agenda, which, hey, if you do the right type of vaccination, I think I'm all for it, but do it at the right time and do it with the right ingredients. And so when people say, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Okay, let's look at this. What's not that big of a deal? If you say that I'm just going to drink this juice, and it doesn't really matter what's in the juice, well, you put cyanide in that juice, or you put some other type of poison in that juice, you're going to kill the person. So the ingredients do make a huge difference. And then if you're saying that, well, water will put out a fire, and any kind of liquid will put out a fire. Hey, let me just use this gasoline. It's just going to put out the fire. But the gasoline will feed the fire. And so when you're taking something like an adjuvant or some of these other preservatives in the vaccines, you're going to get the complete opposite response than what is desired. When you use water to put out a fire, you want the fire to go out. If you say, oh, well, any liquid will work, and you use gasoline, you're going to promote the fire. Same thing with some of these preservatives and ingredients and adjuvants in the vaccines. You know, the whole idea is to stimulate the immune system, but you put some of these things inside the vaccine, you're going to do the entire opposite, completely 180 degree diametrically opposed response, which is suppress the immune system. And so when we start looking at the absurdity and the stupidity, I don't even know whether I can find a more appropriate and stronger word, but literally the people that are saying that vaccination should be given and the pro-vaccine movement, they have basically lost all credibility and have lost all integrity, because if they truly believe what they are saying that they believe, then they should be even ahead of us promoting the cessation of usage of the vaccination program the way it is right now, and then making a responsible, intelligent method of trying to stimulate the immune system.
Yeah, exactly. Ingredients matter. Right? What scientist wouldn't acknowledge that if they're really a scientist? Like, well, let's say we have ingredient A and B and C together, and then we try another one with C, D, and E. It's like, do you think that it's going to be the same thing? And if you know that ingredient A is toxic, do you think it's going to be not toxic when you add it to B, C, and D? Have you analyzed that? And again, these things are so basic, we could talk to school kids about it, and they'd get it. So why are these dunderheads so devoid of higher functions of cognition, that they've been vaccinated into stupidity?
Well, I think they've got an agenda, and you know, their agenda. Nobody can be that stupid. I mean, like you said, even you know, kids. It's actually not appropriate to say even kids would get it, because kids actually get this way, way faster. You know, kids are a lot more cognitively evolved than we give them credit for. In fact, I think the pureness of an individual starts to dissipate as they start becoming adolescents, but as a child, they have a pure sense of how things should work, and they're well connected. I mean, kids can do things and see things that many of us can't. Like, you know, what after 100? I remember with my daughter, I told her to count. She was driving me crazy. We were driving the car, so she didn't know how to count past 10. So I said, well, what you do is when you get to, you know, it's 20 and then 30. 330, 440, 550, 660. So she got it. She gets all the way up to 99, and then she didn't know. She goes, then is that 100, Dad? And I said, yes. And I said, keep on counting. She goes, well, I don't know what to say after 100. So I said, well, it's 101. And then 102, start over. She goes, oh. So she gets up to 109, and I'm kind of going off and, you know, drifting. I'm driving a car. I'm thinking I'm busy. And she hesitates now at 110. And she's thinking. She goes, 110. And if you think about it, it should be 110. It shouldn't be 110. It should be 110, because at 109, when you get to 110, it's 110. That's 110. So the kids' brains work so much better than our brains work as we get older, because then we get all these other thought processes introduced, and fear comes in. We learn fear. We learn other emotions that, as a child, is pure, and our brains are basically you know, open wide and nothing's restricting them. So I think we should stop saying even a kid would get it. We should say even a medical board, sitting medical board physician would get it. That's what we should say.
Yeah, you think, but they're, sometimes they're too afraid to quote-unquote get it or do anything about it. You probably indicated this over the years, too, that doctors are some of the most fearful individuals on the planet, filled with
fear.
Without
a doubt, Robert.
And you know, I mentioned this before you got on the air with me tonight, the concept of what if they threw a war and no one showed up? And then I said, you know, what if they tried to vaccinate everybody and no doctor showed up? Because they were on to them. They said, you know what? This is not good medicine. This is the antithesis of good medicine. And they could stop it right now. Of course, then they try to go to the nurses and they go to the pharmacists. I mean, they'll try another thing. But the doctors could stop it. But what stops them from stopping it? Fear.
The fear of being ridiculed, the fear of losing their jobs, the fear of what am I going to do, how am I going to earn a living, how am I going to pay my Mercedes payments, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody's got the credibility to speak out against that fear of the medical doctors, it's you, because you stood fast when they went after you, the board. You fought it back. You said, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, God is on my side, right? It wasn't a holy war per se. Maybe you could define it in some way, but you're doing right. And I'm not going to back down based on that, but how many people do what is right because they know it's right versus what is expedient because they're afraid of the repercussions of doing the right thing?
Well, you know, Robert, I think the world would be a much better place if everybody did the right thing, which is devoid of fear. I mean, you know, you look at what you do every day, you easily, you know, with your great voice, you know, media voice, you know, been a you know, on the Howard Show or something. I don't know what kind of show. You've got a very professional radio voice, but you did, you know, you did what you knew any way to go. You didn't know any other way to do it. And that's the same thing with me. I don't know any other way.
I
think that that it comes down to, you know.
We got Dr. Bitar, we got you clipping on the line here. We're losing some of your. I don't want anybody to lose any of the words that you're bringing out because they're awesome. Especially because you're speaking nicely about me. I want to hear all of it. let's go to the question of the day. This one comes from, let's see, who's writing this? It's a pretty long one, Susie. And she's talking about her 68-year-old husband who had a Hep C test at his annual doctor's exam. He never had it before, and he said the medical industrial complex is looking to nail every baby boomer on Hep C because guess what? They have this new drug called, I think it's called Harvoni. It's like $1,000 a month for, I don't know, X number of months. And then they say, oh, you're cured. I mean, I think this is garbage because, as I've argued, the hepatitis C test, much like the HIV test, is nonspecific, cross-reactive. It used to be non-A, non-B hepatitis. If it says anything, there's a problem with your liver, I might agree. In fact, I probably would agree. But they target a virus that they haven't even officially isolated, according to the peer-reviewed literature. There's dispute about that. And so he's hip to this because he's learned about this on our show, what we talk about, and he's now taking supplements for his liver. He's doing far infrared saunas. He's selenium, alpha lipoic acid, milk thistle. He's even started Superdon Cover Your Ears coffee enemas. He's done four in the past 10 days. He's given up alcohol, which he moderately consumed over the years. His wife is very happy about that, and. You know, he's going all and saying, you know, am I doing the right thing here? Because the doctors are coming at me with this thing, the Harvoni, the drug, the this, you've got hepatitis C. This is, you know what I'm saying here? Again, fear, 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 but he's hearing through it or seeing through it and doing something different.
Yeah, you know, if you have a mechanic that tells you you got to do something, or you got a, you know, air conditioning repairman says you have to do this or that, you know, you can tell them, look, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. I don't know why people have such a hard time telling a doctor, no, I don't want to do that. People get really afraid, oh, I don't want to upset my doctor. You don't want to upset your doctor? So if he's going to cut off the wrong leg, it's okay for him to cut off the wrong leg, and you're not going to say anything about it because you don't want to upset your doctor? I mean, you know, people have to start to stand up for what feels right to them. You have to allow that resonance to guide you, that intuition, that gut feeling. That's the universe talking to you. That's God talking to you.
Right.
So you have to listen to that. And, you know, it comes back to when you were talking about the fear aspect. One of my favorite quotes, I don't know who said it, it's anonymous, but one of my favorite quotes is, do right and fear no man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if a person like this gentleman who's got this hepatitis C diagnosis, understands that, hey, we're all going to die. Am I going to decide to die on my own terms, or am I going to have the repercussions of following the guidance of somebody else
mm-hmm.
who, yes, may have more education than me, but it feels wrong to me, and then I'm going to have to be the one who carries the burden and suffers the consequence of the other person's lack of information or whatever
yeah.
the case was. Because if the doctor's wrong, the doctor can be right or the doctor can be wrong. You can be right and you can be wrong. The bottom line is, if it's your life, I'd rather take the chances myself because
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to be more vested in my own life than me.
Yes.
And then the doctor provides guidance. And the doctor's role is there to teach. But if somebody's sitting there telling you, you got to take this drug, you got to take this drug,
heck
I don't understand what the
Dr. Batar, you got to listen to this paragraph. You're going to like this from his wife. Bottom line is now his doctor wants him to come in and discuss quote-unquote treatment options for Hep C. His plan is to repeat the testing at the end of the month at an independent lab, which he will pay for himself after he's doing all of these other things. And then they'll go from there. It sounds like he wants to live on his own terms. And his wife says this, he will not be intimidated by anyone with a medical degree. Just like that.
Good.
They're paying attention, Doc. Dr. Batar and I will wrap up Advanced Medicine today with you. I hope you tell your friends, and if you're just tuning in, you missed some awesome stuff, go to medicalrewind.com. It'll be up later, as well as right here on our syndicator, GCNlive.com as well, and robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, if you want to meet Dr. Bittar, there's an opportunity mid-October. Guess what? Guess where? The Truth About Cancer. One of the featured speakers as well, just as he was in the Truth About Cancer series online with Ty Bollinger and all of us. And we'll be all together in Dallas. Tickets are selling fast, so get on the Truth About Cancer website and get them, and you'll get to meet Dr. Bittar and hear him speak in person, which would be awesome.
Hopefully my voice and your voice will be back enough.
Yeah, by then I'm thinking, if it's not, we're doing something wrong. So
right.
Maybe I'm just talking too much, but no, we'll be all right. We've talked about your dad having a stroke. I had a friend visit over the weekend with his wife, and about 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, he was hit with a stroke as well, and I think, Superdon, your dad suffered for different reasons as well, but there's so many causes potentially. I like to talk about vascular integrity and elasticity and the mineral like selenium. We've talked about hydration issues and the heavy metal corresponding issues to risk for stroke and things. There's an article here on Fox News that says 9 out of every 10 strokes are preventable. I don't know if they know why that is so, but they at least acknowledge that you don't have a destiny to have a stroke necessarily.
I completely agree with that. And I think that just like any type of atherosclerotic process is preventable if you do the right things. And I think 9 out of 10 heart attacks, 9 out of 10 strokes, 9 out of 10 peripheral vascular incidences, I think all those things are preventable.
Mm-hmm. And so they talk about the population attributable risk, or PAR, a measurement used to determine how eliminating an individual risk factor could impact on overall disease burden. And so they recognize the forms of stroke, the different things, but they come back to what? The basics. Physical inactivity, which is really key, obviously. Exercise being, you know, so much even more overwhelming sometimes than food choices. Poor diet is one of them, obesity another, smoking another, other heart causes they talk about, diabetes, alcohol is down there, stress. But you know what, they never really mention quality of food when they talk about poor diet. They don't talk about that. It's like somehow it escapes scientific inquiry that having even low residue toxins on foods could have some impact on the body's integrity.
Well, let's even take the low residue toxins out of the equation. Just the types of foods that are not digestible or that are synthetic components, like, well, I guess some of those things are considered to be toxic. So yes. You're probably talking about the insecticides, the pesticides,
yes.
And the fertilizers, but you know, talking about like the trans fatty acids and look at the trans fats or some of these things like Twinkies and, mm-hmm. and Ding Dongs and some of these things that you know we grew up eating, but if you put them on a shelf, they did it the same way they did 30 years ago.
They don't break down, and you know the thing is, if even the bugs won't eat it, you gotta think about it. Why are we eating it? We're stupider than the bugs. The bugs are the smart ones. This is a real issue for me when we talk about the integrity of everything that we do. The food, the quality, the purity. I mean, these concepts, even in ancient biblical law about kosher or kashrut, I mean, the concepts were eating clean mattered. Now, I would update those ancient laws to include things like avoiding GMOs and synthetic pesticides and heavy metals. But the concepts were sound. It's just a matter of, our scientific community catching up and going, you know what, when we talk about a diet, we need to talk about cleaning up what goes into the food choices that we do make.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Robert. The food choices are very, very important, and how the food's grown, when is it picked, even just the intention of before we ingesting food, the prayer part, you know, just changing, making more cell resin. But these are all part and parcel of what you're talking about. I think exercise is a huge, huge factor from a prevention standpoint because you condition the body to deal with a physiological stress. So that, God forbid, then when you do have an issue, the mm-hmm. heart has more resilience, and you condition it. The more you use it, the better it gets. Stress is another one, just the actual oxidative mechanism for all the pathologies. You know, you mentioned heart disease, you mentioned diabetes. All these things are oxidative in nature, so if we can reduce oxidative stress, you know, we're golden.
There it is, and that's what we're going to do. Hey, Dr. Bitar, rest your voice this week, my friend. We want you back full strength. I went through it last week. You're going through it. Yeah, next week, well, whatever, we'll all come together. Super Don won't be able to speak. No, I didn't curse you, Super Don. I didn't, honest. Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all being here. Remember, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.